Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, I am so glad to be back in our safe zone. But before I get into anything, I first of all want to give you all an apology. Last week we had some major storms come through and it knocked us off air. So let me just tell you, I was a little bit in a panic today when we got notified that there were more storms in our area and we are under a tornado watch. So you know, your girl was like, wait a minute, what does this mean for us? So I was like, look, guys, we're just going to come in here with faith, do this show, impart this information to you all, and to bring forth another dynamic discussion. So you know, if you can hear me and you're connecting with me right now, I'm just so ecstatic to be here with you. And thank you for your patience and understanding. So, you know, it's always good to be back in our Whisperer's Lounge and to be able to birth these dynamic discussions. You know, Whisperers, there is so much that is going on in the last week and everything. So I just appreciate it. And, you know, we're going to be working on some things over our summer hiatus as well that is going to give you even more of a better quality that we're going to bring across. So I hope that you all have your cocktails and your mocktails handy for today, because this discussion, yes, you know Dustin is bringing it with the Ocean Spray Juice combinations. I love it. And if you don't have the cocktail or the mocktail, I'm sorry, you're missing it. You need to go over and subscribe immediately. There's a live link that's in the description box of every episode. So there's no reason why you're not a part of our beautiful community. And I'm telling you, you Whispers are showing up in that newsletter and it is dynamic. Thank you all so much. You know, I'm looking forward to you all joining the conversation. So please make sure you call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that number is 516-595-8091. And you know, Whispers, as I always tell you every week, Blog Talk Radio has our back. They put in a live chat box into each and every episode that you all can drop your comments, your questions, or if you know you want your girl to reiterate something, simply state it in the chat box and I got you covered. So today, because we had technical difficulties last week, we don't have anyone in our private Zoom room today, so it's all you and me. But listen, if you want to be in our private Zoom room, you just have to send a request over and we'll send you the application of what you have to do to have your group be a part of the show and be a host of the show even. So this way, you come in and just have a little bit of one-on-one time with me as well. And by the way, don't forget, I want you to call in at 516-595-8091. And everyone that has sent me messages that we come in loud and clear, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Are you ready to get into this week's discussion? Because I know I am. And this week we're going to be on realistic expectations. Ooh! Yes, I know. Wow. You know, I like to start off with a clear meaning and definition. So this is no different. We're going to get the understanding or the meaning of realistic expectations. Okay? So here it is. Something such as a goal or target, one which you can sensibly expect to achieve. Okay, let me give it to you again. Realistic expectations. something such as a goal or target, one which you can sensibly expect to achieve. You know, Whisperers, I can say since COVID-19, everyone's lives have been abruptly changed and uprooted. By far, I think we all can agree to that. But did you know, as humans, we are creatures of habit and naturally dislike the unexpected, and we don't readily like change. Now, you remember back a couple of months ago, a couple of weeks ago and all, we did a whole episode on why is it difficult for us to accept change. If you don't remember it, go back and listen to that episode, because there's key elements in there that you have to pick up and take away with you. And the one thing that this pandemic has done is shaken people's expectations to their core. Yes, to their very core. And it made them more aware of setting realistic expectations, that they really needed to bring it forward better than what they did before. See, this pandemic that we are in and we've been in has really kind of pivoted our mindset so much. And in one of the areas that it's really helped to mold and shape are expectations. See, expectations is something such as a goal or target, one or the other, that we sensibly can expect to achieve. And see, this pandemic made everyone sit back and really take a look at what exactly were they setting forth, or what were their intention and expectations prior to this. See, we often expect outcomes that simply are not feasible, or expect actions of individuals that they may not be even capable of doing or willing to do. Okay, I know you're like, wait a minute, what? Yes, it's true. Sometimes our expectations for other people are just not even realistic, even for them. They don't even co-sign on it. We've signed their name on a dotted line, so we forged their name for them. And that's how things get askew, and which in turn can cause frustration, disappointment, discontentment, and even can break up the simplest of friendships and relationships in 2.3 seconds. Unrealistic expectations. See, Whisperers, one good thing is this. We have the power and ability to adjust our expectations. See, we have that power and the ability to do that. You know, setting realistic expectations actually help us grow and become more flexible in our lives too. And it helps us save lives and embrace the messy moments or those little setbacks that we may face. Now, see, you all were not on the Roundtable of Intention on Tuesday. I had a dynamic discussion on how to handle setbacks. As a matter of fact, you know what? We have an episode even here in Whispers in a Bottle where we discussed that, and some of you all may remember it even. And the key elements of even having to set those realistic expectations to reset, refocus, so we can move back in to what we're doing, and being able to handle the setbacks realistically is so important on a daily basis. You know, it made me start thinking about something too, that, you know, before I go forward, I tell you that a lot of times when I start my discussion with you, it births new dynamics or new ideas within inside of me. And one thing I could tell you with regard to expectations is this too. See, growing up, you may have had your parents, your teachers, your coaches, or whoever it was that may have encouraged you or encouraged optimism, and to be optimistic and to have that open view. And So with that, it gave you the ability to see endless possibilities or what you can achieve and what success would look like for you by giving you that open desire to really come in and look at that. So that is one way that we get started on that pathway of setting up expectations. But see, I guess one of the single most important pieces of advice, if I was asked to give it, is this: to increase your happiness is to take a look at your realistic expectations and what are you setting them towards. See, as kids, I always tell you guys that, you know, my parents must not have said, never dream bigger, never, you know, they must not have told me that, because I tell you, I dream and I have certain things that I put forward, but I do have realistic expectations. Because when I was a kid, I always wanted to know, like, well, why can't we, like, you know, just walk on the ceiling or do certain things? That's realistic because of gravity. And learning what gravity is, it helps you to understand these things. But as a child, I wanted to walk on the ceiling. These are things that we want to put in perspective. Even from realistic expectations of our mates, of our employees, of our colleagues, associates, and family members is necessary for the sake of us having success and happiness. See, a lot of our pain and disappointment comes from unmet expectations. Oh, yeah, it's true. It's very true. Because a lot of times we set things up in our mind, as I said before, where other people have not co-signed onto that, nor have they given into it, but we've set it up here in our mind, which leads to disappointment. And the problem is we often aren't even aware that we're doing it. We're not even aware of it. So it requires us to start taking that deeper dive into self. Oh, this is going to be a good discussion today. I feel it. It's like energy is just bubbling in me. And I mean, like, everybody in the studio and different ones, they're like texting and they're like, "Woo, that's a good point." I'm like, yeah, I think it is too. See, we fall prey to idolized expectations, or we forget that, you know, magazines, the internet, and everything else are selling a bill of goods. And so many people get caught up on that and everything else that goes into it. And if you start to really allow yourself to start looking as if this is the reality of happiness, oh my goodness, you're setting yourself up for such disappointment. Think about it this way. So many of you all, and even sometimes I'm guilty of it as well, that we may be scrolling through Instagram and certain people that we may like to go take a look at their page or whatever. And you know, as you do, you go through, and everyone is always, as they say, flossing and showing up and putting their best in front. And so in turn, what happens is that most people think or have the expectation that this is the real life. This is how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be balling out, dripping, all this other stuff. But no, see, what they're not showing you, that for them to even have their life or how they're accomplishing these things, they're not showing you the work that has gone behind it. So unfortunately, our young people that are looking at it have the wrong expectation. There's no reality there. It's all smoke and mirrors. So when they see dad and mom handling their business and working in their business and everything, they feel like, you know what, you're just, you know what it is. This isn't real, you know. I'm going to be a celebrity. But that's not the realism that you should really have in front of you. And take this. You may say you're going to be a superstar. You're going to be the next LeBron James. But realistically, are you putting in the work to be able to hit that level? Realistic expectations. See, we all have dreams and desires, which is great because that's what we should have. But do we have a clear balance when it comes to the things that we have in our mindset for expecting what is to happen? Each of today's expectations are wrapped in a pretty post on social media. And they don't even partially tap on the realism and the expectation it takes. People are flossing and throwing money around, always acting like it's like so easy, or they glorify this gangster life, but they don't tell you that it's not that way. So in turn, the young people, their expectations and what they think are really marred. See, Whispers, I want you to realize that as we grow and we develop, we have to be aware of what we even tell ourselves and what we place in ourselves that are our realities, so we can have realistic expectations. You know, I am a person who grew up with parents that were very real, very, very real. And they always would say that it requires a lot of you to show up. And when you expect things to be a certain way, I assure you they won't be. Because, see, you can never really say what another person will do, say, or act as. You can only be accountable for self. And see, when we realize that, we start putting realistic expectations into our diet. And I tell you all the time that our mindsets, our lives is like a diet. It has to be healthy. It has to be balanced. Because if we eat too many sugars and we have all this other junk in our diet, lo and behold, you know, you got a diabetes, heart failure, and everything else coming. But see, when you start taking care of yourself and you start exercising and you start limiting that intake, lo and behold, it reverses and your body becomes able to burn the calories it needs. It's powerful. It's powerful. You know, a lot of times I think when I have discussions like this, I also think about certain aspects that I want to bring into it, because with our audience, it's very diversified. And, you know, from men as well as women, there's a certain element that goes into it. And guys, even for you, you have to set those realistic expectations for yourselves as well. You're not superheroes. You can't carry everything on your shoulders and think that it's going to be successful for you, because burnout is real and it happens. And a lot of times when we keep piling on and piling on, unfortunately, that's what happens to us. And so I really want you to hear this and really take this away with you. You know how much I love experiences. So to drive home this point, let's say someone you know calls you and tells you they have a gift for you, okay? And you're so excited and looking forward to it. You're looking forward to this because you know this person, and everybody else that knows them knows that this person gives like some of the best gifts. So now your expectations are high. I mean, they're like 20. So you're just like, you can't even wait. They finally show up. Tell you, you know, okay, here you go. You grab the little box and you start ripping open a paper and everything. And all of a sudden, the only thing you see is a keychain. That's all it is, just a keychain. And you are so disappointed because you allowed your expectations to be so heightened and to bring forth such a thought in your mind that you didn't even know what the person was going to offer you whatsoever. See, Whisperers, sometimes we build things up in our minds that we begin to set unrealistic expectations that lead us to a great disappointment. And see, that friend may have gotten that keychain because it reminded them of something or some place that you and that person was at, and they thought, oh my goodness, wait till I bring this to you. But you were so involved in your expectation that you were disappointed and let down by the gift. So you missed the connection there. See, we get ourselves into trouble with our expectations when we don't base them on reality. And I bet many of you know that setting realistic expectations also allow you to create a good coping plan. Oh, yes, it does. It's very true. See, when you have realistic expectations, excuse me, you avoid hurt and anger. You avoid those feelings of regret. And as I started in the beginning, it is everything that allows us to start to regulate ourselves. And it also helps you to focus on what you can do to make things better by adjusting and by pivoting. And all of you all keep saying, oh, pivot, pivot, pivot. That 2021, 2022 word is such a cliche. It's a buzzword, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. It's real because, see, for us to be able to change and for us to be able to bring our mindset and to go into that growth mindset as well, it requires of us to pivot. It requires of us to make the necessary changes to be able to grasp reality. See, it's the plan that challenges you. And what do I mean by that? It's something that is going to require effort on your part. And it's going to have to make you start questioning yourself on a deeper level when it comes to setting realistic expectations. So, like I said, you know, we're all going towards that growth mindset. And for us to do it, we have to be able to direct ourselves in a realistic manner. Because, see, there's elements in our personality and flaws in our character that we must be changing so we can elevate our mindset. And, see, a lot of times when people think, when I'm speaking about this, it's something more of a relevancy of like, oh, you're thinking incorrect. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all. See, when we set realistic expectations, it requires that we have to shift. See, and that's what it requires of us as people, that we do this. It's nobody else around you. It's nobody else that you can say, you know what, you have to shift so you can fit. This is not meeting my expectations. Now, it's different if it's a job and you're paying somebody to deliver the work that you need and the expectations are for them to carry it out just so. That's a whole different conversation. So don't get twisted of what I'm speaking about here. Because, see, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our expectations of ourselves for ourselves, what it's bringing us into. And see, and especially if you're an entrepreneur, you have to have realistic expectations so you can keep up this journey. Because see, this is the thing. As an entrepreneur, you're not in just like a little foot race. You're not in a foot race. This is a triathlon that you're in. And it's going to require you to keep realistic expectations so you can keep moving forward, that when you have those little stumbling blocks that we talked about, it doesn't derail everything, but it keeps your momentum up. It helps us to keep ourselves moving forward and not to be, you know, looking like, oh, well, see, I can't do this, and I can't. No, that's not what I want you all to see. A lot of times I come in and I tell you certain things, and I give you certain elements and all, and I've gotten emails from many of you simply stating, can't you just jump forward so we can get the right mindset and just be in that growth mindset? Well, no, I can't. I can't do that for you, because if I did that, Whisperers, I would be cheating you. I would be cheating you out of the ability to appreciate what you need to have for that lasting growth and that lasting change that is going to be able to enable you to do better, be better, and show up better. Jump ahead. These discussions are necessary because it's the elements that we are fixing and building on our foundation that is moving us ahead. And it requires certain things. So let's get into how you can start setting and harnessing. And I always tell you, listen to the words that I choose to use in our discussion. So how can we start harnessing realistic expectations? So normally I tell you, grab your pen, your paper, pin mark this part. And if it doesn't apply to you, look, share it. Because someone may need this, and someone may need to build upon this information so they can keep growing and they can keep developing and they can move forward into a growth mindset or into the possibilities of really reaching the goals they want to set. So get your key ring, because you know I always give you master keys. And so let me give you your first one. You're going to create and keep a regular routine. You're like, what does that have to do with realistic expectations? Well, here it is in a nutshell. When we are developing new skills, we must keep them in a routine. Because what you don't realize is that because you're forming new habits and you're doing new things, it's not something regular. And I told you, we're creatures of habit. So when we put them into a routine, that means we start practicing them. And some of you all may have a mindset of like practice. Yes, practicing them. Because if we don't practice, how do we ever master what we're doing? We can't. We really and truly cannot. And we are developing new skills. See, realistic expectations now, this is becoming our new skill. So it's just like with any craft. If any of you all are singers, I tell you that I sing, that literally there are certain things that we have to learn with the voice and the agility of that voice. And so with us doing that, we have to learn how to lighten up on notes so they can rise and not to bear down. See, me saying that to you, and if you're not a singer, you don't understand that. But see, for anyone else that does, my goodness, it really kind of registers deep, and it's like, oh, yes, that's true. Because, see, when you press down or you bear down, you can't allow that note to come up to flutter and to be able to go loosely. So it's the same thing when we're trying to learn to master, notice the words, a new ability, a new way of placing things in our mind and being realistic about things. The second key is this. You're going to get clear on your values. It means you may have to sit and ask yourself those probing questions that are going to make you dig deeper into self. Remember our acronym, SELF. We have to stop, we have to examine, we have to love, and we have to be free. So we can do the things that need to be changed and pivot and move forward on. And you might have to ask yourself questions that really lead you into thought. Like, what do I want to stand for? Have you ever asked yourself that? Or how will this impact my life? Don't build on realistic expectations. Would I want to be known for X, Y, or Z? Such questions help us to clarify where we want to place our intentions. And I always tell you that with intentions, it has a clear aim, focus, and direction. I didn't say intentional, I said intention. So our intentions have a clear aim, focus, and direction. And the next major key that I'm going to give you is this. You're going to evaluate your expectations. Yes. See, we have evaluations when it comes to work, when it comes to training, but how many times have you done an evaluation of Y-O-U? See, when we do our evaluations, it causes us to stand in a place of why. Oh my goodness. I cannot begin to tell you how powerful this space is and this place is. And my clients that are listening, they can tell you that is a place that is powerful. And it has such a voice and clarity in that place and space of why. And when I put them there, it's a little uncomfortable because it is uncomfortable. But see, I put them in that space of why when they need to do the necessary work on self. So meaning self-examination, self-acceptance, and setting realistic expectations, which gives them a higher level of self-worth. You cannot be afraid to evaluate yourself, evaluate your expectations, to really kind of sit down and see if it's putting an investment into your bank or is it just depleting it every moment you turn around. Because I tell you, we always want to make sure that we're investing in things properly and that bring forth a great benefit and that has a great payout for us. See, you can't be afraid to evaluate yourself and those expectations because literally when we become afraid, that means that we're holding back. and that we can't really give or be in that space and place where we need to be. Your last key is this. You must know your limits. And I feel like personally, this is one of your most important keys. And I say that because knowing how much you can give of yourself or take away from yourself is something that many people struggle with daily. I mean, seriously, I was just at the dealership this week. I had to take my car to the dealership. And this young woman was sitting there and she was looking at me and I was kind of working and she just started talking to me. And she said, you know, I am so exhausted. I don't even have enough to give to myself. And I just looked at her and I smiled at first. And I said, well, are you setting realistic expectations for yourself? And she started laughing and she said, I don't even know if I know what they are anymore. See, because she didn't sit in that space and that place, and she didn't even know what her limits were any longer. And so I encouraged her to really start to do that self-examination and then to really set realistic limits for herself so she's no longer depleted and can't even show up for herself. And see, that's what we have to be willing to do for each other. And especially when we're building this dynamic quality. We know and understand our limits. See, it doesn't allow us to keep heaping more and more on our shoulders and that lead us to burn out and having these unrealistic thoughts. Because guess what? The more you heap on yourself unrealistically, you're telling yourself, oh, I can handle it, I can handle it. And then you're so exhausted that you can't even see where you're trying to go or what you're trying to do. So we must be willing to pause and really look at things. Do we set these limits or do we constantly set limits but we move that boundary line back further? And we keep moving the line and moving the line that lo and behold, the relationship expectation that we have set for our limits are no longer there. No longer at all. And then all of a sudden you realize that you're doing the job of maybe the whole staff and somebody else. Maybe you're taking on more things in the house that others could be picking up. And see, this is why we're doing this conversation. Because sometimes we need to hear it. Sometimes we need those reminders. We need that sounding board at times. And I encourage you all to come back, listen to it, take it away, and apply the things that you're hearing. Because, see, if you're just only hearing it, see, it requires that you're listening so you can really be able to put it into play, that we can really digest it correctly. Ever know somebody who just eats and they just look like they swallow their food down? And you say, well, how was it? I guess it was good. They never tasted it. They never tasted it. It's the same thing when we get information like this. Do we just swallow it down and that's it? But we never really get to taste it, to chew on it. And really to make sure that it aligns with us and that we are aligning with our core value and that essence of who we want to be so we can have realistic expectations. Thank you so much for that in the chat box. I'm so glad you're enjoying it. I appreciate it so much. I think so many times when I have discussions like these, I always feel like, how can I put things, solidify it for you? See, I have realistic expectations. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I know, I'm going to tell you my realistic expectation that I have, even right here on Whispers in a Bottle. See, my realistic expectation is that I come in and I'm genuine and I'm authentic with what I bring forward to you all. And I know somewhere in the airways and in this Whispers community, I am resonating with someone deeply. And so my expectation of myself is to always make sure that I show up in the best way possible as Sonia Lorray. And by doing that, it allows me to always be present. See, realistic expectations sound, feel, and move differently. See, unrealistic expectations is that you all are definitely going to be here. You're going to like whatever I say. No. See, that's not. That's an arrogant expectation. That's an unrealistic expectation. So that's why I come in and I really place myself in here wholeheartedly. And when I birth discussions like this, it's always important for me to make sure that you take away and use the tools that you're getting. Because, see, your foundation, I want it to be solid, which your foundation is your mindset. And I want to help you to pivot and to grow in the elements of where you need to go and be. But if you're still having a hard time, I always invite you all to tap into me. I have a link to my calendar always in the description box. And the only thing you got to do is click it and schedule. And it's a consultation. It doesn't obligate you to be committed to a program. It's just a consultation. And we get to talk, and we get to maybe have a little clarity put in there for you. See, Whisperers, a lot of times I think so many have to face and they build unrealistic expectations to kind of hide and, you know, take away from the hurts and the pains and the disappointments. But when you set those unrealistic expectations in that way, you're really setting yourself up for failure. So it requires that sometimes we have to tap into a deeper element and get the help to get over those hurts and those pains so we can have realistic expectations. We deal with so many things that can so blur the lines of reality. But we have to center ourselves. We have to center ourselves enough to see our way clear that we don't fall into the small snares. Because, see, the big ones you see, but it's the small ones that catch you. You know, I just love being able to come in here and have this dynamic discussion and to really birth such greatness here. And I just thank you all for always coming in and spending your time with me. And before we end this show, though, Whispers, I want to speak on the tragedy that has taken place in Texas with another mass shooting. Unfortunately, this is becoming more and more of our realities. And I want to speak on being vigilant against signs of individuals that you notice that are changing. And even if it's your own children, to really notice them and to be aware of them. this tragedy is heart-wrenching because the children that were killed were the same age as my own child. And so it touched deeply to see their little faces. They're just turning 10. They're still babies. And they had so much ahead of them. But mental illness is real. And you cannot ignore it. And if you're a parent and you see that your child is changing, maybe the countenance, they're secluding themselves. They're no longer open to conversation. Get them help. It is your responsibility and your duty to get them help. I'm a therapist, and by far I can tell you the pain is so real. But as a community, we have to be willing to stop turning a blind eye. And we must be willing to have real conversations and not pretending that mental illness is not real and not being supportive towards it. It cannot be 1 month out of a year. It has to be 365 days. It has to be 24 hours, 7 days a week. Because that is mental illness. So I wanted to let everyone know that is in the Texas area and that is dealing with this tragedy, that we here at Whispers in a Bottle and La Paz Image Consultants, we send our love, our prayers, our support. But we also want you all that are listening to know that if you are having challenges and you have deep depression or you are someone who needs a support system, do not be afraid to ask for help, because not asking for help is something you should be ashamed of. So I thank you all for allowing me to take the last part of our discussion and to have this conversation with you all, for supporting me through all of this too. It's always great to be here in our safe zone together to birth dynamic discussions. I invite you all to come back next week, because next week we will be doing the discussion that you missed last week on body positivity. And we're going to even have the original group that was with us last week back into our Zoom room, because they've agreed to come and be with us. And we truly appreciate it. And so we just thank you all greatly. And if you'd like to connect with me, please feel free to follow me on Instagram. I'm at whispersinabottle_podcast. We have our Facebook group at Whisper in a Bottle. And of course, Twitter, which is capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. It's in the chat box. And you could always, you know, connect with me even in the parent company, La Paz. And there, of course, my company sponsors the show, so all of our links are down at the bottom as well. So we thank you so much, and I just appreciate you all being here with me. So you are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Larray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, motivational speaker, and I hope to touch base with you all again next week and even on social media. Hug your families, pray, and also just be supportive of each other. All right, guys, talk to you next week. Bye.